Afternoon, everybody. Okay, I'm going to present this exploratory secondary data analysis. At Morgan State University, we have been working with several students and other faculty to try to exploit secondary data sets. So in this data set, this is the NHANES data set. As you know, NHANES is representative of the U.S. population at large. But first, let me say that I have no relationships to disclose. And the objective of this analysis was to use one relatively new measurement of iron stores, and this is the transferrin receptor ferritin ratio, and the individual values for ferritin, hemoglobin, mean corpuscular hemoglobin concentration values using the NHANES data set among children and women. Also, we set out to explore the association or the relationship between selected demographic and toxic characteristics with this ratio. And I will try to convey the rationale of this approach. So as you may know, NHANES is a cross-sectional survey of the U.S. population. We use the latest survey. By the way, the new survey 2010 will be released in October, I believe. The population included 667 children, 1 to 5 years of age, and 19 women aged 12 to 49 years of age. We calculated the TFR ferritin ratio and described it as appropriate using means and geometric means with 95% confidence intervals by demographic variables. We used linear regression methods, weighted, because as you may remember, the NHANES data uses weighting and cluster sampling, so one has to take that into account to calculate the proper variance and not come up with false positive p-values. So I will show you a few tables, but I would just like to summarize our results. And but before that, the rationale is that when you measure iron status, we know it has been shown to be related to lead. There are fewer studies suggesting that cadmium may be associated with iron status. And this is an important public health issue because, as we know, there's a lot of cadmium out there, a lot of cadmium exposure in toys and some other products. So we were thinking, you know, because of the bioavailability of cadmium, you know, maybe it should be related to iron, and let's explore this. However, one of the problems with measuring iron stores is that there are several things that enter in the, or that confound this measurement. For example, anemia, infection, inflammation. So we try to tease apart these contributions and see if there was an association between iron stores, cadmium, and the expected association with lead. So the summary of our results is as follows. White women, but not children, had a lower ratio than Mexican-American women, and we can elaborate on why this may be may have been the case. And there was a significant negative association between these indicators of iron status in children and women. And the multivariate analysis showed that after adjusting for demographic and inflammation values, there were some significant associations between this ratio and lead, as well as with cadmium in women. So we'll go over the tables, and this is the descriptive analysis. You can see that this is women, this is children, and these are the percentages of the population. You usually do this to check the validity of your data to see if you are not missing many values, things like that. The means of hemoglobin, this is nothing new, this is just descriptive data. And what could be original in a way is showing the ratio. And we have the mean ratio, 1.28, usually less than 2 is good among women, and 1.36 among children. And we're also showing here the levels of cadmium and levels of lead. This has been described before, as well as the levels of C-reactive protein, which is one of one important marker of inflammation. So here in this analysis, this is the crude data, just associating each of the variables with the ratio. And the adjusted model that takes into account all these variables as confounders. So let's focus on this adjusted model. We saw that, and you will see, in addition to the strength of the association, we have the statistical significance shown as p-values. And we can see that, for example, body mass index was, in the adjusted model, significantly associated with the TFR ferritin ratio. So, you know, the higher your weight, the higher your weight, the lower your values, mean values of this ratio. And level of hemoglobin, as expected, this is nothing striking, is lower with higher ratios, ratio levels. And you can see here that cadmium was associated with positively associated with the ratio. So the novelty or the idea to explore is that if this is a better measurement of the actual iron stores, not confounded by anemia, not confounded by infection, because we are adjusting for a marker of, I should have said inflammation, a marker of inflammation, then by looking at this association, is worth exploring that this may be actually happening. And same thing with lead, but this is nothing new. We expected this to be shown. And also, inflammation was highly associated with and significantly associated with the ratio, the TFR ferritin ratio. So here I'm showing you a similar model, but here we saw, let me show you that in this graph, I'm showing you that there were some missing values in, for example, in the measurement of C-reactive protein mainly. So, and some in body mass index. So this may, we were wondering maybe what, maybe the association we are looking at is due to some selection bias because of so many missing values. So, so what I'm showing here is the unadjusted model, just to we explore the bivariate associations. But what is important to see is the adjusted model with missing data, and the adjusted model without missing data, to see if, you know, once this had been taken into account, we would still see the association. So we see here that H was related to hemoglobin, body mass index again, both in the in both models, the one we are counting for missing values and the one without, and we see here that only blood levels were significantly associated with the ratio, but even though cadmium levels, the strength of the association is there, it was not significant, and the C-reactive protein was still significant. Again, a marker of inflammation is related, that we know to be related to iron stores. So we are at a stage where we are saying, okay, we have two controversial outcomes. One is that cadmium was associated with iron, but then when we took into account missing values, it was not associated. So what is it going to be? There is and the other thing we are gleaning from this approach is that this ratio may be a better way to try to find an association if it's there with cadmium. And that would be the next step. Again, this is an exploratory study. We may need to try imputation of data for those missing values to see what happens. We may try to, as we have done with other analyses we have published, we may merge two enhanced data sets to increase the sample size and see if this association is there. So far, it's an association that is worth exploring, and if you know, the association with cadmium is there, that would have a major public health impact. Thank you. Well, that was expected. Inflammation and anemia are highly correlated. Actually, when in most studies addressing anemia, one has to account for fever and inflammation. Otherwise, you know, the association you find may be due to association.
Do you think that CRP is showing up because some of the children were examined while they had cold?
Well, any potential source of inflammation, one of them could be, you know, having a cold, having a, I don't know, some gastroenteritis, or women having some kind of fever, you know.
Because it seems to me from the general medical literature, CRP is about to disappear. So unless you can make a strong case for why NH should continue collecting it, I'm guessing they're going to stop collecting it because it's no longer considered to be relevant to cardiovascular.
It is controversial. I'm your point is well taken, but you will also find several studies saying this is an important marker, although it's so inspecific that it can be almost anything. You know? So, thank you for your point. Thank you.